guys are going to compete for us in front of everybody. Okay, and so for the prize that you have is $5 at U-Swirl is what you are wanting to win. Is this worth competing for? Okay, all right. Okay, so you want, if your goal is to win $5 U-Swirl. Okay, the way that you are going to win that is to be the first person to hit the target. Okay, does it sound pretty easy? Okay, now of course you have to hit the target with something, right? Okay, so I'm going to give you your weapon of choice. Okay, your weapon of choice, okay, is right here, and they are finger darts. Okay, so you each get 5 shots. Okay, and so you'll each get 5 finger darts. You guys know how to use these? Okay, there you go. Rip that open. You each get 5. Now, okay, the way that you use these, okay, is it's like you got a little loop in the front. You put that on your finger. You pull it back, and then you shoot at the target. Okay, now that would shoot yourself, so that's probably not what you want to do. Okay, so here, I will demonstrate. Okay, you put it on, like, hold your finger in the loop like this, and then you pull it back, and you shoot at the target. See, like that. Okay? And so, all right, we need this one back because Blake needs all five shots. Okay, there we go. Okay, so you get 5 chances. You each have 5 darts. Okay, you get 5 chances to hit the target. If you hit the target, you get a $5 gift card. Okay? So if she hits it first, she gets it. If you hit it first, you get it. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so hit the target. All right, ready, go. Hit the target. What the target? You don't know what the target is? No, it's the target. Like, you gotta hit the target. Well, there's no. I'm not the target. That was a good try, though. A good try. Okay, so now you're down 1 because you shot it. So, okay, if you want the $5, you got to shoot the target. We got to figure out what the target is. It's the, where's the, no. You could try. Okay, so you've both used 1. Okay? Okay, you see, I will tell you, that is not the target you're shooting for. Okay? What? Any other ideas what the target might be? No? But now you're kind of holding on to it, huh? Because you don't want to shoot until you know what the target is, right? Okay, totally. All right, I will tell you, because I have yours that you've already used. I will shoot it towards the target, okay, towards the correct target.
Can we go anywhere, or do we have to stay up here?
You have to stay on the stage. Do you guys see the target now? You can move on the stage. You can't go off the stage. It's not the exit sign. Okay, Emily, you have 1 shot left. Okay, you have 2. Blake, you've got 2. Oh, that was close. Not really, but that. Okay, final shot. You have 1 more. Okay. Well, it didn't go anywhere. Try again. Oh! There's your $5. Nice shot. Off the rebound. That was awesome. All right. All right, you can bring those all back up here. That would be awesome. Bring them all back up here, please. Okay, if you've got 1, you can shoot it up. Shoot it up here. Okay, if you've got one, you can shoot it up on the stage, please. And then everybody have a seat again. All right, up on the stage. Everybody shoot him up here. Josh, we can figure it out. All right. Okay, so as we think about this today, I wanted to take a look at this and just kind of as funtivity. Okay, the target was Jesus, and you think we are all shooting at Jesus. Now, not that we want to kill Jesus. Okay, but you think as what kind of our goal of being here, okay, is that we want to be more like Jesus. Okay, we want our lives to be getting closer and closer. That's our target. That's what we're shooting at, right? Is to be more like Jesus, to learn about him, to follow him, because that's what, you know, the Bible tells us to do as Christ followers, right? Is to go towards Jesus. Okay, now as we see that is okay, now obviously I started out, they did not have the right instructions or all the instructions, did they? Okay, because it was impossible for them, okay, to hit the target when they didn't know what it was. Okay, and so when you see if we're shooting at Jesus, okay, we think as the church, right, as Christ's followers, we're following Jesus. He is our example. Okay, Jesus actually gave us something to do as Christ's followers, and he gave us a target to shoot at. Okay, so as we are pursuing Jesus, okay, then we need to look at what Jesus gave us to do as Christ's followers, as Christians. Okay, and that is found, okay, in this scripture, in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, Jesus gave us the target, okay, and he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always to the end of the age. Okay, so now this, was directed towards people who are committed to Christ, following Christ as believers. Okay, and he's saying, now this is what I need you to do with your time here on earth as a Christian. Okay, is to go and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, okay, teaching them, okay, and to obey all of the commands he's given you. And then he gives us a promise of, as you do this, I am with you. Okay, so as we do this, so we see Jesus gave us some very specific targets and different types of people. In fact, in this mission that he gave us, is he describes four different types of people. Okay, and these are the kind of demographics we use, okay, in saying what are we going to do as a youth group? Okay, how are we going to move towards our mission and our vision, and how can we best do that? Okay, so the kind of types of people he gave us is, first is nations. He describes the nations, and this, we look at nations, people, as students that may or may not be attending our church, and they're living apart from Jesus Christ. Okay, these are people that that have not received Christ as their Savior. Okay, these are people that, like I said, they might be attending church, but they've never received Christ. Okay, and maybe they're not attending church at all. Okay, nations people, and we all know nations people, we're all surrounded by people, by these, you know, people that do not know Christ every day. Okay, and we interact with people that do not know Christ every day. Okay, and so thinking about that, these are the people that we want to have, that we're praying for on our 360 cards. Okay, the next kind of group of people that Jesus describes in this Great Commission is new disciples. Okay, and these are students who are regularly attending church, and they have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay, so they have accepted Christ as their Savior, okay, and they are hopefully involved in a church. Okay, but the biggest step is that they have received Christ. They are a Christian. Okay, that they have received Christ. And so they are a new disciple. Okay, this is something that is still very new to them. Okay, so a lot of, they don't know a lot about the Bible, do not know a lot about, you know, the Christian lifestyle, about even the mission that we're supposed to be on. Okay, they're figuring a lot of things out, have a lot of questions, and a lot is new. Okay, that would be a new disciple. Okay, the next kind of level that Jesus describes is our disciples. Okay, and these are people or students that are working on the habits, that they have a growing, consistent, and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay, so this is kind of where you've learned some more about the Bible, you learn more about following Christ, you're working on the habits, and those are things that, and you see the habits is over there on the wall, but it's like doing a daily devotion with God and having accountability in your life and memorizing scripture, being regularly involved in a church, okay, being tithing or have a giving attitude and serving amidst Christ. That's what those habits stand for. Okay, and so a disciple is somebody who has a growing and a consistent and a personal relationship with God. Okay, and so then we see then Jesus, kind of the last group of people that he describes in this Great Commission, okay, is teachers. Okay, and these are people, students in our context, you know, teenagers, okay, that are living out the habits and that they are growing and they are serving because of Jesus Christ and what he's done in their life. Okay, so these are, again, people who have a mature faith. Okay, people that know the Bible really well and people that are living out the Bible on a daily basis and in their everyday life. Okay, these are people that that are growing in their faith, okay, as well as serving because of their faith. Okay, these are people that that, like I said, not just come to church to consume what we do, but come to church to help do for other people what had been done for them when they were nations or a new disciple or even a disciple. They are coming to teach other people, okay, which is what Jesus described, okay, for people who are teaching these new nations and new disciples and disciples. Okay, now, we look at these different kind of groups of people that Jesus described, and we can kind of put them into a target. Okay, and realizing now a target is a good visual picture representation of what Jesus talks about here. Okay, one is because we know there are a lot more people in this nations group in our world than there are that are at the teachers level, aren't there? Okay, there's a lot more in that. And so each group, it just kind of is going to be a little bit smaller. Okay, meaning that there are people, you know, there are literally millions of people in our world that are described by Jesus as nations, right? And so when you go down, each one is less and fewer people, okay? It's also, okay, good because it's just the smaller the target gets, the deeper kind of the needs are of that Christ follower, right? As far as the level of teaching that they need or the level of accountability that they need, okay? And it gets more and more relational, okay, the smaller we get, right, is that to challenge a teacher-level, you know, person in their faith, it's what the Bible describes, iron sharpening iron, right? It's a lot more personal. It's a lot more, in-depth, okay? And so we see this target is a great representation of all of these different groups of people that Jesus describes. Okay, so as we have this in mind, okay, is just as all the adults and the youth staff that are involved in running our youth ministry, we keep this in mind when we think about what are we going to do and how, you know, what types of events are we going to do and what are we going to teach at each of these programs that we do? What are we going to talk about on Wednesday night? What are we going to talk about on Sunday morning? You know, how many just fun events like on June 8th are we going to do, right? Where on June 8th we're just going to go to service and then we're going to have a ton of fun with each other and just goof off and be dirty and get wet and play silly games, right? And eat lunch and all this. So we keep this in mind. Okay, because as we move down the target, we hope that the messages and the lessons get more specific, more challenging, and more personal. Okay, and each program, like I said, designed for these levels is more and more relational. Okay, so just tell you why we do. This is what we do. And so we have things like invite events, hang time, service projects, things that are wide open to anybody and everybody to come to. Okay, like our big summer kickoff event on June 8th. Okay, that we hope you'll take the flyer for. It is designed for that somebody who has never been to church before can come hopefully on that Sunday and enjoy the service and enjoy having fun with God's family. Okay, and we designed it that way. Okay, where that day, like I said, in main service, there's gonna be music and normal message in main service, and then we're gonna hang out and eat lunch and play, and there's gonna be no message during that time. Okay, it's just a lot of fun and hanging out and getting to know other people. Okay, we designed that purposely for nations, people who maybe have never been to church before and don't know Christ. Okay, next is a youth cafe, which is what you're at right now. Okay, we designed this this time with the games and with the messages and everything that we want to do, you know, towards nations and new disciples. Okay, meaning that as we talk about the messages, that we talk about Jesus on kind of a surface level. We talk about the gospel message and about how he died on the cross for our sins, you know, and rose again on Easter, and how we can receive him as our Savior. And we talk about that in every message, because we hope that there are people here that do not know Christ as their Savior. You know, we target towards that in what we do and what we teach. Okay, next is our midweek Wednesday nights. Okay, which we just finished Wednesday nights, so now we're kind of moving into summer. When we get to fall, I think our Wednesday nights is kind of our target is new disciples or disciples. Okay, one where, you know, that's where, like, when we do our table discussions or when we did the worship stations or those kind of things, is they're targeted at a deeper level of faith and a little more challenging, a little more personal. Okay, and in those lessons that we do on Wednesdays. And that's why we typically do music on Wednesdays, because, you know, like, non-Christian people do not enjoy Christian worship music. Okay, and so that's why we do that on Wednesdays. It's a little deeper demographic that we're shooting for. Okay, then we have small groups. Okay, small groups they're split by age and gender, and they meet with, you know, with a leader. And so just, you know, and they're smaller, right? That's the name, small groups, right? But yet the lessons are even more personal and more challenging and deeper, that you sit down and there's a deeper relationships and more accountability. And those are the ways that those are designed for disciples level students. Okay, and then we have kind of for our teachers level, the kind of deepest, most challenging, okay, is our ministry teams and our DUX students, our student leadership. Okay, and those are things where, you know, again, one, students that we know that have a growing and relationship with God and that need that extra push and challenge to serve and to, you know, to be, continue to grow in their faith. Okay, and so, and again, the standard for those is higher, which is why, you know, we have them sign contracts and you know, and agreements in order to be in those programs. And I'll tell you, our DUX program, okay, it was designed for students that basically have seen and done most everything we do as a youth group. Okay, our DUX level program was designed for people that, like I said, our juniors and seniors in high school that may have been with us and saying, okay, you know what, all the messages we hear on Sunday, like, we've heard them before. Like, we already get that, and we know that, and we're ready, not necessarily being fed by that, but now we're ready to go to the next level, right, and give us something more, and that's what that program was designed for. You know, ones that have seen everything. You know, students that have grown and learned to the point where they're pretty much growing in their faith on their own, and where they're ready to shift from just consuming what we do at church to help to serve there and make it happen for other people. Okay, and that's what our DUX program was designed for, and that teacher's level stuff. And that's, okay, now we also understand, okay, that each program is designed for these target, but it's not exclusive to that target, which means what we mean by that, okay, is that if you are a disciple level person in your walk with Christ, right, I'm saying, like, you know, you have a lot of Bible knowledge. You are, you know, praying and for your friends, and maybe you're leading, you know, a ministry or helping, you know, if it's something at your school, or you're a leader on your sports team, you're shining God's light and all of those things. Okay, maybe you are, and we still know that and want you to come to Youth Cafe. Okay, and come and to hang out with us, even though maybe those messages are not going to be made quite as challenging for you. Okay, we expect, you know, that we will have non-Christian students show up on Wednesday nights, right? And that's, again, 100% okay. Okay, but yet some of the table discussions or some of the experiences that we do might not make complete sense to them if they are not a Christian. Okay, so we understand that there's going to be different, different level people are going to come to these, but we know that it's not exclusive, but yet that is still the target we are shooting for. Okay, so this is the question, why do I need to know this? Okay, why do we need to know this? I want to share this verse with you, Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Okay, we need to know this so that we can think about this, work it through, give what Jesus gave us, okay, and then take it and say, how do we apply it? How do we live it out? Okay, why do you need to know this? Okay, there's several reasons how we can spur each other on to continue to grow in our faith. Okay, so here's this. There's three reasons why we want you guys to know this. Okay, as we shoot at Jesus, we're all moving towards Jesus together. Okay, we want to help you as much as possible. And so one is just know this for your own spiritual growth. Okay, know where you are at on that scale. Where is your faith at? What level are you at in your faith? Okay, have you received Christ as your personal Savior? You know, and just we challenge you to think about what is the next step you need to take. You know, maybe it's committing to coming to a deeper level program. Okay, maybe the next step in your faith might be, being baptized. We're doing baptisms next Sunday. You know, if you're a Christian, you've never been baptized, maybe that's the next step you need to take. Okay, just what is the next step for your own spiritual growth? Know where you're at and know what is designed for you to take the next step in your faith. Okay, and maybe it's something that we're doing and maybe it's something that we're not doing in our youth ministry. You know, maybe it's something you do with your family or maybe you know, or with a different friendship where you have an interintimate accountability friendship or whatever it might be. Okay, but for your own spiritual growth, know where you are and know what your next step is and kind of what we have that's designed for you to take that next step. Okay, next is to help your friends with their spiritual growth. Okay, if one of your good friends has never been to church before and is not a Christian, if you bring them to small groups, they are going to be overwhelmed and bored. Okay, and that's not going to help them. But if you bring them to an event like we're doing on June 8th, we hope that they'll have a ton of fun and they'll enjoy and meet some new people and say, hey, like, that's cool. I want to hang out with them more and I want to know more about God. Okay, so we have, like I said, different times for them, knowing what is going to work for them. Again, if you have a friend that has been to church and maybe has received Christ but just hasn't been going to church or doesn't have a youth group, okay, then, like I said, we hope they'll come, like, on June 8th and they'll have fun, but then, you know, bring them with you to a deeper program if they're ready for that. Okay, so know not just for your own spiritual growth but also for your friends and their spiritual growth. Okay, and just knowing what to bring them to. Okay, and then lastly, just why do we need to know this? Is to understand why there's lots of good things that we don't do as a youth group. Okay, just for example, like we have some leaders that sometimes take groups of kids if you want to go to Christian concerts, that they'll go with you. But yet we don't do it as a whole youth group. Okay, one of the reasons we don't is because most Christian concerts are designed and demographic towards nations, people. And they usually always share like a gospel message. And again, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. But yet, if all we do is stuff that is targeted towards like that demographic, then it's not helping us move deeper as we pursue Jesus together. Okay, so that's why when we say, hey, are we going to go to this event? Are we going to go to this camp? Are we going to go to this concert? Are we going to, you know, put on this type of event? Or whatever? Are we going to go on this trip or this mission trip? Or we go through and we think about this. And saying, okay, are we doing just too much like nations level stuff? And it's fun, but is it really moving us towards Jesus? Okay, and we have to ask those questions, and that's how we decide what we do and what we don't do as a youth ministry. Okay, so just here's the kind of final thought and challenge. Okay, is CYM, Cloverdale Youth Ministry, okay, is not about having everything the way that I want it, but it's about Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Okay, how can I grow and help others grow through everything we do? Okay, so let's say if we, maybe you wish that all we did just huge fun events all the time that were just full of messy games and loud music, like on June 8th. But yet, it's not just about you, and we also want to help you grow deeper and deeper towards Jesus. Okay, let's pray, and then we're done. Lord God, I ask and pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, be with each one of us, Lord, that you would help us grow. And God, that is one of our expectations and hopes, God, is that we can all move closer to you, closer to Jesus as we shoot for that target together. And God, I pray, Lord, that you help us all to look at what we do, everything we do. Think about the people that don't know you, God, people that maybe have received you but aren't going to church. Lord, and even for our own spiritual growth, think about what is our next step in our faith. And God, I pray you would help us, Lord, to have the courage to take that next step, whatever it is. Lord, that we can all be moving towards you. And God, I pray that you would continue to use all that we do. Lord, from our summer activities to youth cafe to small groups and to just everything we do, God, that may it be for your glory as we can move closer and closer to you with every time we get together. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.